Hi everyone, thank you for listening to previous two episodes and thank you for being here today. And most importantly, thank you Sasha for being here.
Thank you, it's my pleasure.
I am very excited to interview Sasha today. I have known Sasha for quite some time today, and Sasha is right now, currently she is a policy analyst with the California Immigrant Center, and for however long time I have known Sasha, she has always been involved in her career and in her personal life in issues related to social and economic justice and equality of everything, equality of education, equality of jobs. And today we are going to talk about negotiations. Like all of us do know that negotiations are not just one kind of negotiations. Like we are slightly going to focus on negotiations related to money, because I have realized that as women, that is the most difficult one for us. We find, forget about negotiating for money, we find it even difficult to ask for it. It's like we don't even take that first step. Like, what's your opinion about why do we think that negotiation is so difficult for us? Like, why do we find it so difficult to do it?
Thanks for the question. I do think it's really important for everyone to talk about that when it comes to negotiations, we're really worried about a lot of things. We're worried about coming off as too aggressive or asking for too much. We're also worried about, and I shouldn't say we, this is me and my own experience. I get worried about coming off as too aggressive and asking too much. I also get worried about what happens if they say no. Does that become a weird, awkward thing that then will stick with us in that relationship for times to come? I'm always thinking about how that conversation might reflect on me and my relationship with my boss or my coworkers. And so it can be a little bit scary to ask for more.
And that reminded me, what you were saying actually reminded me of someone else telling me that when you work for a nonprofit and when you have to ask for certain things and negotiate, you should actually find it easier. Like this one was a fundraising advice given to me, which is because you are not asking for things for yourself. You are actually asking for people that you are advocating for. Can you tell me about any incidences wherein you, like, it was the most difficult for you to ask for something or negotiate for something, like whatever it was?
I would say at my last job, I did negotiate for a higher salary. And I will say that organization that I was with, I knew had more resources, so it was easier to feel a little bit more comfortable doing so. I think I used to think of negotiating as you ask for something, and then if they say no, that's kind of the end of the conversation. Maybe you get one more try, but that's it. I never really thought of negotiating as an ongoing conversation. And I think it was really conversations with my friends, especially my women friends, who encouraged me and pushed me to keep the conversation going, and, you know, to even practice what I was going to say, to think about what was really important to me, to think about even if you're unable to get a higher salary, are there other things that you can negotiate for? Just to really kind of lay out the different options and think about what's important to you, that was a really big lesson for me.
I just, you know, like in my head, I summarized what you were saying. So I am thinking that it's like you need to plan for it. Like, because you said that, you know, if you get no for certain things, you should know what else to ask for. Mm-hmm. Then you also said that you need to practice it. Like, yeah, you need to do it before you do it. I like that.
It's definitely a skill. I think it's really important for coworkers to talk about salary to talk about benefits, because we're stronger when we work together and lean on each other. It's also really important to have leaders who have these conversations and support this kind of work. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came out saying that all of her interns will be making $52,000 a year because she found out that the only people who were able to take those types of internships were either people who came from really privileged backgrounds and didn't have to care about any other sort of financial needs, or people who are working full-time jobs as interns and then having to work at night as a bartender or waitress to try to make ends meet. And especially, I think for me, I've worked in nonprofits my whole life. And I, you know, nonprofits are cash strapped and have to deal with funding issues all the time. And so that's another layer of feeling like, oh, I shouldn't really be asking for more money or for more anything because I know the struggles that nonprofits are going through and really need to be careful about costs. But I realized in conversations that I had with others that getting to work at a nonprofit where you are overworked and underpaid is a privilege. And so for me, one of the ways that I've kind of tried to change the conversations that were happening in my head around negotiating was that by negotiating and asking for higher salaries, it's not just for me, it's also for other people who work in nonprofits who I believe should be able to do the meaningful work that they care about and also be able to support themselves and their families. I might actually be doing a disservice to other people when I'm not advocating to make sure that everyone is able to earn more of a livable wage and make a living.
Of course, like when you talked about privilege, in the beginning of our conversation, I was just thinking of it that political career or nonprofit career shouldn't be a privilege. It should be available to everyone. And I wanted to just go back to one more point that you made, which was like when we started talking about negotiations, you said that we come out as aggressive, like we don't want to be perceived as aggressive or asking for things. Like, have you done anything so that you are not perceived as aggressive or that you don't feel that you're perceived as aggressive? Let's put it that way.
I think, again, it's about talking about it with others and getting that encouragement that, no, this is an okay thing to do. This is the right thing to do. And I think another thing is that as you practice it, I have realized that even in tough conversations, in longer term, the awkwardness of it kind of goes away, you know? And I don't, like, I realize it doesn't actually matter that much in the long run because the work continues. It has taught me to get more comfortable with just having difficult conversations and knowing that we can move on later on.
You're right. If you don't ask for it, the chances of getting it are zero. I am going to remember that for myself because many a times I don't have that patience of practicing because I just want to get done with it. Thank you so much for that. I absolutely enjoyed our conversation.
No one's ever asked me to talk about these things, so I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You take care and I'll talk to you soon.